Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Josh said the same thing. Police that are family members.
Yep.
You know, they're, you know, the good ones, they're trying to go out, get a job done, protect and serve, come home safely to their family. Yes, they're bad cops. We saw the one up in Minneapolis. They're all over the damn place. Chauvin, however you pronounce his last name. I mean, that's one you look dead in the eyes for 8 minutes and say, well, that's one of them right there. But Ja comes back, clarifies, apologizes, because, again, you don't want to paint with that broad brush, right, including everyone, because we know there are good cops out there. Ja said as much. He's got them in his family. So, again, message right. Go after the bad cops. Get that. But can things get distorted? And obviously in this case, he didn't put the F-12 on there. Somebody sent it to him. He pretty much co-signed it, right? Seeing it again, you feel a certain way towards bad cops these days right now. Go look at the video of Elijah McClain if you haven't seen that one. We shouldn't need to see more, but my gosh, there are more. George Floyd, there are so many of them, his message is right. Right, we've got to do something about police brutality and bad cops. But the fact is, and I'd like to hope that the majority of them are good, and so you bring them in, you rope them all in when you make a statement when it's all
agreed.
You know, so agreed. I appreciate the clarification on his part. I know where it's coming from.
Right, exactly.
I know the anger that it stems from, the emotion that it stems from. And that said, I don't think it should take away
should have understood that John Morant was not saying unilaterally F the police. You know, I think it's the message behind it was we have to stop the way that police treat black people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just simply that's the message. It's the truth. It's the reality that we're living in right now.
F the bad cops.
Yeah. But I mean, you can't just, you know. You can't just do that on, you know.
But we also see cops out here kneeling during some of these protests, right?
Right.
And those are the ones that you wouldn't say F you to. They're trying to understand and do it the right way. Again, that said, like, I get it. I get where this comes from. That's precisely what you're thinking when you're looking at Chauvin's eyes and they're saying, get off the dude. That's what you're thinking. And I'm sure that's what Ja, again, was thinking. He's thinking about the cops that killed Breonna Taylor, in that instance, and what, shot her 8 times. No-knock policy, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you don't want to pull everybody into the group because we know there are good ones out there. Ja did that, clarified it. I thought it was appropriate and get it and understand it and appreciated it. Appreciated the clarification.
Yeah, so by the way, while we're on the subject of the NBA and the restart, did you see sort of the NBA sent out all of their, for all the media that are attempting, like, you have to apply, obviously, to get into the bubble itself. It's not even like everybody gets to come in. Like, you have to even, you know, make these applications. But, like, the NBA, for example, if you do get allowed into the bubble, you have to self-quarantine at home for at least 7 days. You cannot travel to the campus if you're experiencing symptoms. When you get there to the NBA campus hotel, you have to begin your in-room quarantine on around July 13th for 7 days. You cannot leave your hotel room. You cannot leave your hotel room for testing. No other individuals may enter your room. Food and beverages are going to be delivered during that period. You have to get a daily COVID-19 test, and you'll get a fingertip pulse oximetry check, which I'm not sure what that is. And so that is extreme, and I understand they have to do this. Like, you don't want to – this is if you're on the campus. By the way, it's $550 a night.
Ben Golliver want to do all that? Remember when we were talking to him?
Yeah.
Washington Post covers it. He was excited to get down to the bubble.
Yeah, well, I mean, I tell you what, like, I don't think I would – I think I'd go crazy. I think I'd go absolutely nuts. Because at least the players, you know, at least the players get to play games with each other. You know, they can play card games. They can, you know, when you're done at the quarantine, no one is permitted to enter – this is for media – no one is permitted to enter another person's sleeping room at any time throughout the entire 3 months, Jason. Like you can't even – you like so I don't know. I guess you have to meet at the lobby, or if you want to just see another individual, another human being, you have to meet at the lobby. And if you don't comply, you're going to have your credentials revoked, and your hotel stay will be totally terminated. So this is I don't know, man.
And it's $550 a day for one person?
$550 a day, yep. $550 a day.
Your outlet's got it.
Yeah, so what is that? $550 a day. I mean, who's paying for that, bro?
That's what I'm saying. Your outlet. You better hope your outlet's got it.
So let's just say, okay, so it's about 3 months, is it not? Let's just say to be safe, 2.5 months. How many weeks is that? 10?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do 550 times 7, 3850 a week times 10. Bro, it's going to cost you $38,500 as a media outlet just to get your people there. I mean, how many can afford – is that even responsible? You know, I mean, are you going to get $38,500 worth of coverage out of it? You know, is there a value there for that? You're not even going to be able to really –
that 550 is not your whole group. It's just – it's one each in each one.
Yes.
It's not a group.
Yes,
it's your group of five, your team of five is not 550 a day. That's individually each guy is 550 per day.
Yeah. Approximate cost is at minimum 550 a day. Yeah. Absolutely. Because you're on Disney World's campus, bruh. I mean, it ain't cheap, dog. It ain't, you know, it ain't no I stayed at a Holiday Inn last night. You know what I'm saying?
You better really like the accommodations because you're going to be staying in them.
It couldn't be me. I don't think I'd do it. Like, I would not do it. I'm assuming that Ben Golliver does not have, like, wife and kids, you know?
We said that right after the interview.
Yeah, like, you just – I don't know how your wife and kids are.
And we didn't know the parameters that you're – how glued you were at that point. Figured you're pretty glued.
Right.
Going down there, you got to be in this bubble, but – yeah, you're pretty stuck in one in a couple of different spots.
Or, you know, I'd rather be a part of the group two media, which is you're off campus.
It's also history.
It is history, but like I don't want to like it's not a pleasant part of history. Like it's not like, oh man, I was there when the NBA played at Disney World. I was miserable.
Yeah, you're gonna tell your grandkids about it. I mean, if it's your job to cover the NBA,
you're right. You're right.
You know, again, the hope is that bubble stays. You know, it's not gonna be impenetrable, but that it stays pretty clean,
right?
So that if you're going back, if you're Golliver, you head back and you do have some family, God forbid, you want to be around your parents when you go back. The hope is that it stays that way, that you don't pick it up in your time down there. That's the expectation, but hopefully it can stay that way.
Yeah. So anyway, there you have it. NBA restart July 30th. Schedule is out. All right, when we come back, lots more to come. Cam Newton has a new home. There was an incident in Germantown that we gotta touch on. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On theradio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
There are a number of ways to know when you need a new roof. Maybe the shingles are curled or cracked. Maybe a storm causes multiple leaks. Just the look of a worn roof can keep you from selling your home. This is Jeff Calkins, and I want to tell you about Bennett Roofing, a locally owned, licensed, and insured company that understands that your roof is a big investment. So from beginning to end, they'll let you know everything to expect and how your beautiful new roof is going to look when it's done. So contact the folks I'd contact by going to BennettRoofingMemphis.com or calling 359-9708. That's 359-9708. We'll be right back.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Due to the sudden downturn of the U.S. economy, there's never been a better time to check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your IRS tax problems. Call our special hotline number and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for the summer of 2020. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-785-7188. That's 800-785-7188. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-785-7188 or go to RepublicTaxRelief.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasselton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
Free background information available upon request.
Oh, jam, jam, Teddy, jam for me, yeah. Teddy, jam for me, yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Little Teddy's Jam. What I think about every time I think about Cam.
Why?
Cam. Cam Newton, bro. You just substituted with Cam. Every time I see Cam Newton, I think about it. Every day at this time, we like to do a little thing we call the rundown. Why don't we get to it, John?
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Is this
the dude that had the technical difficulties in the battle with Babyface?
Teddy Riley.
Is this him?
He's one. He's not the guy singing. Okay. I think that's Aaron Hall.
Okay.
From Guy.
From Guy.
Yes.
What is this song? Teddy's Jam, though.
He was the producer. He made the jam happen. Yeah. And I think about the jam every time we talk about Cam.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, well, why is Cam in the news?
It should be Cam's theme music, quite frankly. Cam's in the news because he's back, John. and you know that. Don't act naive. Don't act like you haven't seen these headlines. He's back. Superman returns. You know, Superman only 31 years old. We should have known this was going to happen. I bet Matt Stark did. The New England Patriots have signed former NFL MVP Cam Newton to a one-year incentive-laden deal. He is back. He is back. The question is if he's healthy. Now, last we saw Cam, man could barely hit a 10-yard pass, right?
Yes, he struggled last year. I know because I drafted him very high in a big money league fantasy draft.
First, the shoulder was broken up a couple years ago.
He did not score a single touchdown in like three games or four games, everybody he played.
Then the foot. I believe it's the Lisfranc.
Yeah.
Injury, John Martin. That one actually happened to him against the Patriots, believe it or not. Well, Bill Belichick has done it. A man that had Jared Stidham, Brian Hoyer, I believe, on the roster, set to start at quarterback, one of those two guys. Now he's got a chance, an option, to start Cam Newton. Now, like we said, the main question is how healthy he is. He passed a physical already, so that part's done. Now, passing a physical and being in football shape, two different things, and particularly for a guy who, yes, despite the fact that he's 31 years old, still has his youth, no question, but with what his body's been through, and particularly the as contacted.
Yep.
And I'm talking about tackles, the times he runs into somebody, all that stuff. A guy who's been contacted as much as Cam Newton has,
yep,
more so than any other quarterback in the NFL from his time and being there, that body's pretty broken up. That said, the Patriots are a scheme. They're a scheme system. They've got one of the best to ever do it running that scheme in Belichick. I guess Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator there. But it's Belichick's team, and what they're going to do, obviously, is look to minimize the kind of damage, what they should look to do. And what you figure they will do,
yep,
is minimize any kind of damage that could come for getting hit more. And how do you do that? Well, quick hitches. You do it by getting the ball out faster. You do it with quicker reads, that kind of thing. But if you were going to put Cam in a system that's going to look out for him, number one, but then still be successful in doing so, where else, what's the more perfect situation? Look, maybe Stidham is the future.
Yep.
And I think there's a chance he could be. But this gives you a chance to, at least in camp and preseason, however much of that there is leading up to a regular season, this gives you a chance to kick the tires on a former NFL MVP that,
right,
again, if the situation is right,
absolutely,
and if his shoulder's truly healed, and if his foot is truly healed,
yep,
and we've seen guys come back from Lisfranc injuries, now, come back to the same Cam that's running over people? No. But in a system under, mm-hmm, Bill Belichick, I can see this working out to the good, and all of a sudden, these guys looking really good in the AFC East all over again, maybe winning it, John. But when you look at the quarterbacks around the rest of the division, they've still got things to prove.
Yep.
Again, Cam has things to prove. Can you stay healthy for a full season? That said, they're going to do their best. There have been times where the Patriots don't have a great offensive line. They still get the ball out quickly. Like they can address those issues. I just think it's the perfect situation. Low risk here. You're paying a minimum deal,
yep,
in terms of the money you're giving him. I think it only counts against the salary cap if they end up cutting him $1 million.
Yep.
They paid Antonio Brown $9 million for one game. So it's quite the deal, and particularly if Cam ends up being healthy enough to be the starter full term for them. I think it was a smart move. Question for me is, does it put them at the top of the AFC East, make them a contender all of a sudden? Well, there's less to prove for a Jared Stidham, somebody inexperienced. And is it so good? Are they that, in fact, that it keeps him there for longer?
Yeah.
You know, maybe this becomes more than just a one-year deal down the road. We shall see.
Yeah.
I like the fit.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, it's an upgrade over Stidham because we know what Cam is. And that maybe Cam is not exactly like you said, like he's not the Cam of old where he was going to the Super Bowl and was the league MVP. He's clearly not that. But the thing that I look at with the Patriots, there's two things sort of at play here. One is Cam is incredibly motivated. Like, he's very motivated to prove to the rest of the league that he still has something left.
Very much so.
Secondly, Bill Belichick always has success with quarterbacks. Like, he just does, you know? I mean, you know, guys who actually play meaningful games for him when they actually, like, get in there and get under center, whether it's, you know, Tom Brady, Matt Castle, even Jacoby Brissett,
mm-hmm,
you know? I mean, who played a little bit. Like, he was a decent player.
Bill Belichick has success with. And, you know, I suspect he'll have a Matt Castle type of year where, you know, he comes in and you know, has a pretty good year. Like, he's not going to be Tom Brady, though Tom Brady kind of fell off a little bit last year. He's gonna have success. He just will. Their weapons aren't great. That is the one thing about the Patriots. It's like that. I worry, like, how much better. I mean, Julian Edelman is better than any receiver that he had last year for Carolina. I mean, his number one receiver was Christian McCaffrey. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Greg Olsen, when healthy, is
right. But he's, you know, who knows? He's going to be
a dependable target.
He will get hurt. It's just a matter of when with him.
When healthy. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do think Julian Edelman is a better target than a better sort of perimeter target than Cam had in Carolina. But I just think he'll have success because Bill Belichick always has success. I think he will be the starter. And I suspect they will win the AFC East because, like, that's just what they do. I mean, the Jets you're not worried about. The Dolphins you're not worried about. I mean, the Bills were a
Bills
playoff
defense,
team last year.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Does he take the next step? Is he ready?
But see, like, when you think about the Bills, though, it's not like they have a great offense either, you know?
Right. The question's going to be, is that defense so good that it can keep a Cam Newton-led Patriots offense from scoring?
Yes.
That's going to be the key to them winning the division,
yes,
frankly. Because, like you said, it isn't like they've got some prolific offense the Bills do.
I mean, that John Brown was their best receiver last year. He's fine. Like, he'd be a great number two, but, like, he's, like, their top option there in Buffalo. So, no, I mean, I think it's definitely a move that makes a whole hell of a lot of sense for the Patriots. I'm surprised it took this long for Cam to get a shot somewhere. Because, I mean, he's a machine, at least when he's healthy. You know, he's a former MVP, so, you know, went to the Super Bowl. And he never had great weapons in Carolina. I mean, he had Steve Smith for a little bit, but I'm pretty sure he had Steve Smith for a little bit. But, like, and Kelvin Benjamin. But, like, he never had great weapons in Carolina and always was sort of making do with
and
less.
Still holds most of their passing records.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's a really smart move, a really shrewd move for the Patriots. I expect Bill Belichick's going to get the absolute most out of him, and I'm excited. I'm excited to see what it looks like. And, you know, if I'm a Patriots fan, I'm excited. Because going into it, I mean, Jarrett Stidham.
You're trying,
like,
to talk yourself into one of those two, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hoyer puts up numbers, but what he doesn't put up are W's.
Yeah, Hoyer's not a good coach.
You know, he throws for 400 trying to bring your team back. Like,
exactly.
A bunch of teams have seen him. Stidham, again, you know, they clearly have a lot of faith in him. Well, they take him with a fourth rounder. I think they've got a lot of faith in him. But, again, Cam is a guy who's proven it, who's done it at an MVP level. And as John said, if you can come anything close to that, and you figure you can with your scheme and how great you are putting those together, then you got to give it a shot, and it's probably going to get the tip of the cap over a Stidham or a Hoyer. I would imagine as long as Cam can stay healthy, he'll pick up that offense fast. And like I said, they'll tailor make it for him.
Yep.
To that point. And look, does he still have the deep throw like he used to? Is the accuracy still there because of the shoulder injury, which was what, against the Pittsburgh Steelers a couple years ago? Don't know. You know, we'll see if that's back. There'd been, you know, before he got this Lisfranc, the word was the shoulder was back.
Yep.
But then last year when he couldn't plant, he could barely make a throw at all. So it all looked broken down. He's had time to get healthy. And as John makes probably the best point of this all, that's a dude that's got something to prove.
Yep.
And so does Bill Belichick, who wants to continue to keep this thing going and showing people, Patriots fans, but more so the world, that it wasn't just Tom Brady that was making them win six. You know, he's just as motivated, I imagine. So you got two guys there motivated to get it done. Cam's going to, I imagine, be healthy enough to at least get the week one start. We'll see where it goes from there. He's missed 16 of the last 32 regular season games with the shoulder, with the left foot injury.
Yep.
My contact stat, contacts of 1,318 times contacted since 2011, including the playoffs. That's the most among QBs. Patriots will look to mitigate, try to bring that number way, way down. And I suspect they'll be successful at it.
Yep.
Next story.
All right, so over the weekend, there was an incident here in Memphis on the corner of – God, I drove past it, actually. I saw the gentleman, Edward Nelson, out there holding a Black Lives Matter sign. I can't remember exactly what the intersection was, but it was certainly in the heart of Germantown, right, near Saddle Creek, that corner of, you know, wherever Saddle Creek is. And he was standing out there, and he was holding a Black Lives Matter sign, and – And I honked at him, you know, like a little, like a, you know, like an acknowledgement honk. Not like a, get the hell out of Germantown like our friend Lloyd Crawford here did. But I gave him a little honk, you know.
Lloyd didn't just do that.
And support. So I did see Edward out there in Germantown this weekend.
By himself?
He was. It was just him. It was just him. He was just standing there with a Black Lives Matter sign.
So you don't hear anybody else in the video. It sounded like it was just, I thought so, but I wondered since you'd
seen. He had a mask on. He was totally fine. You know, he was just standing with the sign. And then Lloyd Crawford, this man from Germantown, as you'll hear, comes out of nowhere. I mean, he just comes out of nowhere. He struts up like Vince McMahon when he walks out of the, you know, the locker room, you know, and he confronts
McGregor.
Edward Nelson about this sign. And we'll play the audio.
How are you? My name's Lloyd Crawford. What's your name? Put the phone down. What is your name?
I'm not telling you.
You're not telling me what your name is. You're sitting here in Germantown, Tennessee.
That's right.
Are you from Germantown?
East Memphis.
You're not from Germantown?
No.
Okay, but you're sitting here in my town promoting your violence.
Have you been drinking?
No, I haven't.
It smells kind of like you've been drinking.
Well, I tell you what, pal. You give me a call. I would like you out of my town. Quick.
There we go. Thanks, Lloyd. Drive safe. Don't get a DUI.
Yeah, so there you go. Lloyd Crawford, a resident of Germantown, Tennessee, says he would like Edward Nelson out of his town. Apparently, it's his town, and wants him out of there because he's not from Germantown. So, also said Black Lives Matter is violence, which is simply not true, not the case at all. It's a very disappointing video. It's a very, very disappointing video. Not altogether surprising, I would say. And honestly, like, I'll raise my hand. Like, I'll just say it. Like, I am now a Germantown resident, okay?
Oh, you with this, brother.
I'm a Germantown.
This man.
No. I am not
man. It's your town.
Not my town.
Yeah, East Memphis ain't even Germantown anymore. You hear that? Like, East Memphis. Not from my town, Germantown.
I denounce Germantown if this is what Germantown represents. I denounce it.
Well, we just said this on Ja and how you feel about black people and all that stuff. It can't be all Germantown folks.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But
yes. You know, and
you would hope.
I can't vouch for the way an entire community feels. I would hope that this is not representative of an entire community. I don't think it is. But I also understand that, you know, there are people who have had some bad experiences in Germantown, and so other suburbs in Memphis as well. So, you know, I definitely understand it. You know, my move out there was totally motivated by other things, not trying to get out of Memphis. In fact, I'd still, like, even to this weekend, I had a little bit of an identity crisis about it. I was like, man, like, I don't jive with that. Like, that's not how I love Memphis. You know, I still consider myself a Memphis resident, even though I'm technically not, I guess. But, you know, it is disappointing, you know, that there are people out there who associate Black Lives Matter with violence, you know. And the guy put his business card up, I mean, to the camera and said, give me a call. And all of his information was on there, his address, his business address, his phone numbers, all that. And today, a small crowd, and I believe, I'm not sure if this is Edward Nelson or not, but they organized in front of his place of business in Germantown, you know, in support of Black Lives Matter. So
I hope he's happy.
I don't know. Like, what did he think he was going to accomplish by confronting?
It takes a lot of pure ignorance. You got to be really ignorant. And I'm sure that man, like he, when he shows on his car, he's got to, you know, whatever he is, feels like he's obviously some successful member of society that can stop and tell somebody, stop filming.
Yeah.
That this is my town. Like, it takes a, you think about it, like, you got to be really stupid, dumb, ignorant to stop a car, get out. You tell me it's one person with a Black Lives Matter sign.
Yep.
And think you're the thing.
You're exactly right.
You're going to stop and take time. You're the thing that's going to stop him. Then you think you got the right to tell that brother to put his camera down. Then your dumb ass been drinking, it sounds like. You put your card up. Now, tell me how ignorant that is.
Nah, he's a,
the same kind of ignorance it takes to, you know, to think that Black Lives Matter, that the heart of that, the root of that is violence. The same kind of ignorance. Stupidity does that. And again, I tell you, entitlement, whatever you want to call it, privilege, all of that goes into this pot. But there was some stupidity in that pot as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, there can be some, I would imagine, some white privileged folks that are smart. This a white privileged folk a guy that's showing a lot of stupidity, a lot of ignorance, and you go and then got the foolishness to put your card up there, put your name there on it, right? And I'm
well, at least he did. I mean, at least he did put his name out there. You know,
again, it gives us a chance to so it's not hidden. It gives us a chance to hit it directly and voice our disagreement with this guy. But the point is, man, to feel like you've got to feel like you've got that kind of ownership on Germantown to go that takes something else,
bro. That man really walked up like Vince McMahon, bro. Like when Vince McMahon walks out of the locker room to address the, and it's Vince McMahon's company. That's how Lloyd Crawford really felt.
Well, we can sit here and call him ignorant and laugh a little bit because he looked like Yosemite Sam walking off. But the truth is, if that gentleman had been drinking and he feels that kind of ignorant way about that sign, man, there ain't no telling what could happen, John. A guy like gun owner, might have something on him. He's already sounds like and talks like he's drunk. Like we're laughing about it and all that stuff, or you know, in the sense that, man, he looks stupid. But the point is, something could have popped off there.
Escalated very quickly.
Born out of some foolishness. You're drinking same time to the point. And again, I'm saying that and coming to that conclusion not just because the person that's filming said you smell like it. Look at the way the guy walks off. Look at again at the privilege this guy feels to tell a guy you're going to turn your camera off like he's the mayor of Germantown or something.
Yeah.
And so
exactly.
Again,
no, that's how he acted. He acted as though he was the mayor of Germantown.
When you mix all of that stuff up, all that stupidity and ignorance, you could have had a real situation out there somebody could have gotten hurt. And so he had this coming, and I bet he didn't suspect as much when he put his card up there like a fool. But again, right. I'd rather have you doing that so it can be addressed directly. And now you got them right there out on your doorstep. It sounds like it's your business.
Yeah, by the way, Edward Nelson said the response in Germantown was overwhelmingly positive.
Positive.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, honestly, like, it should be. And it probably would be in you know, anywhere in Memphis because we, you know, for the most part, I think are a loving and accepting community, you know, for the most part. But you're always going to have people like Lloyd. I mean, you're right. Like, the most offensive part about it to me is the entitlement. The entitlement that the air of entitlement that he walks around with. And I guarantee you that if you asked him, do you believe in white privilege, he would say no. But that's exactly what he put on display for the world to see. That you think you can just walk up to somebody and just tell them, as a citizen of the city, that they don't belong here because they have a sign that simply just says, Black Lives Matter. Like, that is just reprehensible.
It's unbelievable. It's appalling.
And it really does go to show you, like, the miseducation and the misinformation. And clearly Lloyd is a guy who needs help. He needs help. Because he didn't say anything that was, I guess you wouldn't say implicitly or inherently racist. But when you say that
actions,
Black Lives Matter is an act of violence, I mean, what are you saying privately? You know, what are you saying to your friends who look like you? I mean, I mean, it just is what it is. Would you let him manage your money? He works at Financial Consulting Group.
That's why I was trying to think of what it, because I saw it, but then, you know, it's not very important what he does. But again, it kind of is because now they're outside his doorstep. Are you kidding me?
You wouldn't let him manage your money?
I got a man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying Lloyd is available. I mean, he's you know, obviously.
You're the Germantown resident.
Proud resident of Germantown. He's drinking on the job. He ain't getting my money.
What, did you think that was after brunch or after a bunch of mimosas on a, you know, was that Sunday afternoon?
I think he's across the street is a Wendy's, but there's.
Well, he wasn't there. I guarantee you that.
There's a, I think it's Stony River right up the street.
Might have been having some mimosas.
You know, but anyway, disappointing video. And all you can really hope is that the people who are close to Lloyd, somebody, anybody, you know, really tries to emphasize that, like, he needs some education here. You know, he needs to open his heart and change the way he acts. I mean, it's really just that simple.
Well, and the video is going to be the reason for the course correction, hopefully, on his part. We'll see. Like, maybe he'll get it when he sees the people outside his doorstep. Maybe he won't. Maybe you don't change that mind, that heart, But other folks seeing it will say, oh, that's appalling. I can't be like that. Or maybe you felt some kind of certain way about Black Lives Matter. But you see the way that, you know, this the nasty way this guy comes and says it's violence to somebody he doesn't even know, wants to know that man's name. He's got to drop. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
And so hopefully you see that kind of behavior and say, that's despicable. I'm not going to come anywhere close to that. Or maybe it even changes a heart or two. But that's the point, John, is that you can, you know, whether it's public shaming, whatever you want to say in this instance, I'm glad it's there and that people can see it, because then hopefully the course correction will come. There'll be a reason to correct that course, like there was for the Cooper girl in New York City.
Yep.
Who says, "Hey, I'm gonna call the cops and say something bad about you, so they get you." You know, that's again, you've got to stamp this out. And many people have said it. You know, racism ain't new, but this having this stuff on video is. And hopefully it'll catch some of you guys and lead to a course correction.
Yeah, that's at this point, I think that's all you can hope for. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Mark Gennaro is going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, Turn FM, ESPN.
My City Rides allows you to lease to own a brand new motor scooter to get where you need to go. And they provide training with their scooter school. We're talking with rider Mike Davis. Mike, did you already know how to ride?
I had never driven a motorcycle before My City Rides.
Tell us a little bit about scooter school.
Scooter school largely consisted of two parts. One part was a classroom format that focused on laws, safety, and equipment. The second part was actual on-scooter training in an empty nearby parking lot.
Were you scared at all?
I was terrified I would wreck the training scooter.
So how did it go?
So they didn't push us to do any of the exercises until we were ready. We started off slow. First was balancing, then riding in a straight line, then turning one way, then another. Towards the end, we worked on emergency techniques such as fast braking.
So what would you tell someone who is considering the My City Rides program?
If you're thinking about it, don't wait. It's almost impossible to find more reliable and more fun transportation for $90 a month. It's a lot of fun. It's also cheap.
Thanks, Mike. To find out more, visit mycityrides.org. That's mycityrides.org.
I had cancer for the fourth time.
I have bipolar disorder.
I was hit by a car.
I have a rare disease.
I have Down syndrome.
Children's health care in the United States is severely underfunded.
We can't wait while the debate over a funding solution continues.
Kids can't wait. Give to the Children's Miracle Network Hospital's COVID-19 Impact Fund. Text CHILD to 51555. CHILD to 51555.
Join music superstar Becky G Thursday, July 2nd, live for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count. The Census helps inform where billions in funding go for each year, from health clinics to highways, school programs, and more. That's why an accurate count is so crucial. Take the Census now. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Becky G's live performance with appearances by some of professional sports' greatest, including WNBA star Nneka Ogumike on July 2nd, 6 p.m. Eastern.
Think about this little bicycle bell. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business, one of thousands on eBay. Power by millions of people, all working to get you exactly what you want. That's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Due to the sudden downturn of the U.S. economy, there's never been a better time to check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your IRS tax problems. Call our special hotline number and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for the summer of 2020. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-785-7188. That's 800-785-7188. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-785-7188 or go to RepublicTaxRelief.com.
Get My Perks has a sweet deal for you today. $30 of delicious treats and nothing bun cakes for only $20. So get yours before they're gone at GetMyPerks.com.
Gear up for all your favorite teams and sports with Radio.com. The biggest sports stations in America talk about the NFL, MLB, NHL, and NBA. Get updates on when games will start
and how your team stacks up.
Find Jim Rome, Tiki and Tierney, and more of the top personalities in sports on CBS Sports Radio.
And you'll love Radio.com sports originals
like Mike's On with Francesa, Swings and Misses,
and You Better You Bet,
with the best bets on the biggest matchups every weekday. Gear up with all the shows and podcasts
on Radio.com or the Radio.com app.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
She filled my mind up with ideas. I'm the highest in the room. Hope I make it out of here. She saw my eyes, she know I'm gone.
So the last few months have flown by. We're just like 5 days away from the 4th of July. You got to get your fireworks. Do it. Get your shopping done at Boom City Fireworks. They got two locations, 3rd Street South or Getwell at State Line Road. They're the Mid-South's largest fireworks selection. They're open daily from 8 a.m. to 12 midnight. Get out of the heat. Get in the air conditioning at Boom City Fireworks. They got the largest selection and the biggest discounts of fireworks in the Mid-South at Boom City. I got to stop by. I got to stock up for my birthday. They got them all. They got the sparklers, the Roman candles, firecrackers, assortments, reloadables, rockets, everything you need. Get on the Facebook page, Boom City Fireworks, for more information. Monster reloadables are 25% off. Power candles are just $3.97. Just look for the red tag discount and all the other great specials they've got throughout the store. Again, two air-conditioned locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Both are open daily from 8 a.m. to 12 midnight. So get on over there, head to Boom City Fireworks. That's Boom City Fireworks. So, Jason, I got to tell you something. I have a little bit of an issue, and I understand it's true. I understand that we are definitely dealing in truths here, that the NBA wants Zion Williamson in the playoffs. I get it. But why don't they want Ja in the playoffs, too? Ja is a superstar in his own right. He's the rookie of the year. And he's, in my opinion, just as dynamic as Zion Williamson is. He's got the fan base. I mean, he's, you know, like we talked about, like, he didn't have the Duke following, but Ja has become a little bit of a cult hero in his own way as a rookie. So, I mean, the NBA, to me, would be just as well off having Ja in the playoffs as they would having Zion. Like, again, maybe the national, you know, I think Zion definitely benefited from that year at Duke. But, I mean, you know, again, Ja had an unbelievable year at Murray State. So I'm just trying to figure out why there's this great big sort of, in the NBA's mind, interest gap between Zion and Ja. Because it doesn't feel like to me, when you look at sort of the audience that Ja has on social media, that there is as much of one. Like, I don't know. Do you not think that people around the country would be just excited to watch Ja play as they would Zion?
Well, I think it's coming. This was something you were always going to face if you were a Ja Morant fan, just in terms of, you know, this race or not with, in terms of career with Zion.
Yep.
You were always going to face this. That said, I think Ja is winning people over. No, you won't have the same amount of national television games over these eight playoff seeding games as the Pelicans do. But I think people get it for the most part. John, it'll just be slow in coming. Look. Folks been talking about Zion since he was a middle schooler, doing these crazy dunks, jumping out of gyms.
Yep.
So this has been coming on for a while, much in the sense of like a LeBron in terms of the hype, like what he's going to be. And then he backs it up with a pretty phenomenal freshman season at Duke. And it's this hype train that's been – it didn't just leave just leave the station when the Pelicans season started. This was a hype train that started long ago.
Yep.
And it gets to the Pelicans, yes, and you feel like it's going to take off and all that. But this has been something that's been building for a while, whereas Ja, much different story, had to prove it out of Murray State the couple of years. Murray State had to look under a rock to find him, go outside the main gym and go find the other gym, and that's where he's at. Literally, that's the story on him. So that train hadn't been rolling as much. That said, you get here, and I know we bring it up, but I think it's the sign that things are changing. whether it's a Brian Windhorst or anybody we have on nationally that's saying, man, I want to see the Grizzlies. People see it.
Yep.
And because of the usage rate, because he's always going to have the ball in his hands,
yep.
And because you're going to have more moments like him dunking on Bane, you know, whether he's jumping over Love and completing the next one or not, you're going to have more moments like this. It's slowly going to come where people put those two on the same level. I think the hype machine has right now got Zion up where the NBA is willing to accept it. Yeah, we're going to put him on. We'll give him Rookie of the Year if he's good in these eight games or at least make it close enough. You know, try to do all that. But eventually it's going to even out. I just think, you know, Zion had so much of a hype train coming into it. He gets there, people expecting a LeBron-esque type of impact in New Orleans. And albeit it's a little bit different because he's got a team. You know, it's not just dumping a superstar on a franchise and saying, okay, now let's build around him. Like, New Orleans got a pretty good team around Zion as it is. But all of that is what goes into it. And, yes, they want to see him right now. Eventually, Ja will be on that level with him to where it's must-see television. I think enough, you know, these guys that cover the NBA, you know, on a daily basis, enough of them get it that eventually the man's going to get great to see more Ja.
Yeah.
Again, he's got the usage. He'll have as many highlights. And if he keeps winning – keeps these Grizzlies ahead of schedule, they'll get their proper respect. They'll get the proper – no, it's not the same right now, but we understand why.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I don't know. I think in time you're going to look up and perhaps maybe the Grizzlies and the Pelicans have, you know, one of those great, you know, rivalries. You know what I mean? Like,
well, if you're the NBA, why wouldn't you want to make them do it twice then? In these eight seeding games, make them play it twice. It's great for your small market teams, clearly. Great in terms of – getting fans' eyes on these games, and in those games, you know it's going to matter. It's going to be like playoff games.
Yep.
And I realize you could see them twice in the play-in series in addition to the one time you play them. But if I'm the NBA, I'm setting that up. Like, you got two great young nucleuses in New Orleans and Memphis. Why you wouldn't want them, you know, going after it in these games where, in a lot of cases, I think, again, you're just going to be going through the motions. It doesn't make any sense to me. And in that case, you pitch your two young stars, too. Would have made a lot of sense. But I'm okay with it because, again, I tell you, the Grizzlies got a better deal as it is, not having to play them twice, not having to play Portland twice with what they've got. So it'll come around eventually, I think, John. Just like there's room for other stars in the league besides LeBron. It's going to be hard for Zion to live up to that, to live up to LeBron-like status.
Yep.
And eventually he'll just be another great rookie just like Ja. That's my hope. Or Ja will be up on that pedestal with him as the two greatest.
Yeah, and so anyway, we got the schedule out. We may take calls on your opinion about the Grizzlies schedule. Is it fair? Did the Pelicans get too big of a cushion, a Similac schedule? We may take your calls a little bit later in the show. We'll come back. Mark Giannotto is going to join us at 1:25. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
Free background information available upon request.
Gear up for all your favorite teams and sports with Radio.com. The biggest sports stations in America talk about the NFL, MLB, NHL, and NBA. Get updates on when games will start
and how your team stacks up.
Find Jim Rome, Tiki and Tierney, and more of the top personalities in sports on CBS Sports Radio.
And you'll love Radio.com sports originals
like Mike's On with Francesa, Swings and Misses,
and You Better You Bet,
with the best bets on the biggest matchups every weekday. Gear up with all the shows and podcasts
on Radio.com. Or the radio.com app.
In our country, everyone counts, no matter where you live. The 2020 census is how this great American promise is kept. That's why the 2020 census is so critical. Join country star Dierks Bentley on Monday, June 29th, live for the 2020 census concerts that count, with special guests NFL greats Justin Tuck and 49ers Ben Garland and more. Take the census now. Come on, shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Dierks live on his Instagram at Dierks Bentley on June 29th at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Riverset is a small batch rye whiskey crafted in Memphis from the spirit of rock and roll. At 93 proof, every sip tells a story. Join us in our Rye Rebellion and pour a glass of Riverset Rye. Cheers, y'all.
Go against the current with Riverset Rye. Please drink responsibly.
The fourth is your time to show off your skills. Burgers, check. Hot dogs, check. Refrigerator? Well, before yours decides to check out and ruin your backyard barbecue, upgrade to a new one. Lowe's has you covered with appliances up to 40% off, like an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites and everything on your barbecue menu, too. This year, we're home for the fourth. Visit Lowe's and make it the best it can be. Valid through 7/8, U.S. only.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bacon, not bacant. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity. Honey butter goodness is spread. And the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Memphis Group at RE/MAX, experts if it's time to sell, and it should be if you're on the fence about it, because inventory is low, which means you're going to get top dollar, presumably. Live Love Memphis team is going to do their absolute best. They're going to work the hardest for you to make sure you do get that top dollar. That's what they do. It's what they've always done. It's what they did for Jason, what they did for KT, what they did for Scott. The list goes on and on. Business is booming over at the Live Love Memphis Group. Get involved. All you have to do is email info@livelovememphis.com.
It's always love when you're dealing with the folks over at Live Love. Jennifer Carstensen and her team, 901-685-6000. Just call them up. Stop worrying so much like I was doing before I handed my home over to the folks at Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts, and the worrying quickly went away. It was bam, 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 bam. Do this, this, this. Spend this, this, this. And no, I didn't have to spend thousands. It was more like hundreds to fix a couple of things. We got that thing sold at full asking. And that's the deal they're going to cook up for you as well, like John said. Kantar, Scott, Lewis, so many others of you have listened, have called, and had the same experience. I mean, Kantar down in Florida right now, vacationing from that home and properly socially distancing, he tells us. Kantar called up Live Love, 901-685-6000. You can ask him for yourself when he gets back from Florida. Hopefully coronavirus-free he will be because he's taking all precautions. And so are the folks at Live Love. Again, low inventory right now. Not a lot of homes on the market. That means when you put yours on, you're probably going to get top dollar. Do it with the folks at the Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Some good news from over the weekend, at least for, I think, most reasonable people. Mississippi and Mississippi lawmakers voted to retire their state flag, which is the, or was, the last to display the Confederate battle emblem. Amazing, honestly, that it still existed in 2020. But it started, and so this is the part of it that I think is incredible. It basically started because of sports. This push to remove.
Renewed push.
Right, right, right. Like this, like this fiery, sort of over-the-top push to get it retired, removed, whatever you want to say. I don't know who was first, whether it was Kylin Hill from Mississippi State or whether it was the SEC and other leagues around the country that said we're not going to hold our championship games in that state until they figure out the flag. But it was certainly a combination of all of that.
Well, and you had
Mark Emmer.
NASCAR doing it too.
Yep.
At a time, right, where then everybody looks around, okay, who's got a Confederate flag up?
Yep.
Mississippi, the last one hanging on.
Yep.
You know, that pressure starts to hit home. And
yeah.
It did.
And so it was sports that broke the dam, so to speak, Jason, on the Confederate flag emblem over in the state of Mississippi. And you have to give credit to, I mean, these are things usually that can take a lot of time. I mean, there's a lot of red tape, obviously, to cut through. You're talking about a state flag here. Lawmakers in the legislature in Mississippi and a lot of people there put in a lot of work to get this done. And so they do deserve some credit, even though it should have happened a lot, a long time before now. I do give them credit with sort of for the rapidity and the speed with which they kind of moved on this, because it was historic. You know, Tate Reeves, the governor there, said if he is presented a bill, he will sign it, and he did, or at least he will. So, you know, that's some significant news. And again, I wonder all of the sort of college athletes coming out now and. You know, whether it's about the state flag or whether it's Black Lives Matter, they're clearly using their platform, uniting on sort of one front to, you know, use their platform. I think Texas A&M kids were, football players were out at a protest, and they were using their platform to talk to some people on the other side. I just wonder at what point do they stand up to the NCAA, you know? At what point, since they know now they wield such power as student athletes, at what point do they stand up to the NCAA and says, we're not playing anymore unless you pay us? You know, because now's the time, man. Like, because you've clearly shown that you can make great change when you use your platform.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like.
They've realized how much power they do.
Exactly.
Right.
And so I'm wondering when, you know, when the next Kylin Hill stands up to whoever it is, whether it's Mike Leach or, you know, whether it's, wide receiver at Clemson, you know, whoever, I'm not playing another snap until we're paid. And I guarantee you that everybody will stand with each other on that front. And then what? You know, and then what happens? I think it's exciting. I think it's exciting for those players who deserve to have their voices heard, and who deserve to be paid. You know, honestly, Jason, the possibilities are exciting to me.
Well, like we talked about, the days of ruling your college football program with an iron fist and a lot of these cases, using fear to intimidate guys to do what you want or being able to talk to them any kind of way you want because you control the scholarship, those days probably done because, again, people are listening like you talked about. It is how much power now student-athletes are finding out they wield, too. You don't just have to be a professional, right, to speak your mind and this. And that part, I get it. It's a new horizon in terms of how many people will listen to you now.
Yep.
Right? And the fact is, if your coach, for a wrongful reason, decides to terminate that scholarship or whatever, it's that coach that's going to be on the hot seat, not you. That said, this is a battle that had been going on for a while. Like you said, it was sort of a renewed energy to get that flag down in Mississippi. Again, the only one left, the only state flag that continued to feature the banner of the Confederacy. Wasn't just athletes, and that clearly they come out, they speak now, people are listening, but it was also that business pressure that Sankey puts on them, the SEC commissioner, by threatening, we're not going to hold any more championship events in your state. For a state that's already singled itself out for having that flag still flying it, You know, that puts you in a position where, you know, as a state, how can you justify that now? Then you saw, what was it, last week you had 46 coaches, Nikki McRae-Pinson among them, the former Collierville standout who's now the head coach of the women's basketball program down in Mississippi State. Saw Lane Kiffin as well down there, Kermit as well, the Ole Miss head basketball coach. Saw them coming out and speaking on it. And it's one thing to have, you know, your head coaches, your student athletes all speaking out and saying this wrong. But when you add that business pressure to it, right, I with the tidal wave of change, like I've explained to Jeff, that's sort of sweeping over this country, I don't know how you could have justified any more waving that thing. Like you're going to lose support from the people in the state, from the kids going to school there. You lose you know from a business standpoint, you stand to lose financially. Like, how much more could you have held up?
Yep.
It was bound to happen. To your point, I think what Ole Miss did this 5 years ago, I think, where they stopped flying at least on school grounds, they knew too. They knew 5 years ago. I mean, you have to answer to, you know, some of these concerns that it's dividing. That's the purpose it serves now. And so, again, in a situation where we're all trying to come together, what's the point of having a symbol, in this case, that continues to divide? They had to buckle. It was coming.
Yep.
And I give these coaches, I give the student athletes that spoke up and said, look, I'll transfer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.